This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The latest state emergency manager of the Detroit Public Schools, Judge Stephen Rhodes, has appointed a new interim superintendent. Unlike a lot of previous top administrators, she's actually from Detroit and a graduate of the school system. Oh, one more thing. She was a longtime Detroit teacher. Alicia Merriweather joins us now. The Detroit Public Schools District has been shutting schools, ending programs, losing students, losing money, then shutting more schools, and that's continued under the series of state-appointed emergency managers. As a teacher, what's it been like in the classroom?
Necessity is the mother of all invention, right? So as a science teacher and in a situation where there were many challenges, you get creative, you become a problem solver at the most basic level. And to be honest, you look at the children who are in front of you and say they deserve better, and you figure out how to make it happen.
You know, most recently you were the district's executive director of curriculum after being a teacher, and I was wondering if the view from closer to the top changed your perspective about what's been happening to the district.
Well, I think with, you know, with every different experience you have, your view is expanded. And that's been extremely helpful to me. The other part that's been extremely helpful to me is that I've stayed connected with the classroom. So one of my biggest concerns about moving up through administration is I'm always very, very careful to stay connected to the students and the teachers to really understand what's going on. So I think my experience as a classroom teacher definitely drives the way that I look at school and teaching and learning. And having been an actual teacher makes a difference. But moving out of the classroom and then the various roles I've had, every single role I've had gives me a different perspective and helps to really understand the system. And, you know, when you're in the classroom, you kind of look at things and say, why can't they just fix this? Or this seems so simple. And in some ways, some things are very simple, but in other ways, they're very complex. And I think having both the classroom experience and the system perspective is extremely helpful in this new role.
I was talking to a brother and a sister earlier last year. They were 7 years apart, and she had just graduated. He was in the same school, Spain, and they were talking about the differences in just 7 years, how programs had been eliminated, how the pool had been closed, things like that. What were the schools like when you were a kid, and what was your experience like compared to your students?
Well, I think, you know, there are some similarities and there's some differences from the time that I was a student until now. I happened to attend Golightly Educational Center when I was in elementary and middle school, and I do remember the first few years that we were in the current building, which was the former Balch building. We had a swimming pool. We had swimming. And then something happened, and the pool was shut down, and to this day, that pool is not functional. That was, you know, something that happened in the 80s. And you had different situations. I really don't have other examples as a student that I can point to specifically of feeling like I was receiving any type of deprived education. And I think part of that came from probably my teachers being very creative and innovative and making sure that they figured out how to give me the best education possible. And I want to say this. My parents often said when I graduated from high school, went on to the University of Michigan, they often said that they could not have purchased a better education for me. And my goal from the time that I returned to Detroit as a teacher through the time I've been an administrator, and anyone who's heard me talk knows that I say this all the time, that is my goal now, is that we have experiences and opportunities that provide our students and their families with an education that they feel was the absolute best that could have been given to them. Now, we have a lot of work to do, and certainly getting relief from the debt is one step in that right direction. But if we are operating the school district in profit, in other words, we're running the district on less money than we have in revenue, that is an accomplishment, but it is not success unless our students are proficient and also have what I would call an equitable education. So
yeah, that's something I wanted to get to, because Detroit Public Schools have had some pretty bad, in fact, they've had some abysmal test scores and pretty horrible graduation rates. How can that be improved with the resources you have, or can it?
I believe it absolutely can be improved with the resources that if we were receiving 100% of our per pupil allocation, no money being taken off to pay debt, that would, first of all, be a big game changer, number one. Number two, just throwing money at situations doesn't solve the problem either. I really want to be clear. There has to be a coordinated, focused plan, and I believe we have the dedicated teachers and administrators to be able to implement that plan if they are given the opportunity to have the resources that they need. Our teachers have proven their dedication to our students by coming to work every day, and so many of our teachers do the problem solving that I talked about earlier. The creativity of our teachers, the dedication of our teachers to both the academic and what I call the wraparound or the social is really remarkable. I mean, if you go to any school and you talk to teachers about their students, and when you hear a teacher say, my kids, and this is what we've done, and then they go on to talk about some of the struggles that their children have, such as, you know, we've got kids whose teacher has literally paid the light bill for the household. They've bought their students clothes. They've washed clothes for students, going above and beyond to make sure their students have what they need to be in the classroom. I mean, those are all perfect examples.
Well, they're not going to be able to do that if they don't get a paycheck. And the emergency manager has told the Michigan legislature that the district runs out of money in less than a month. What are your expectations about the rest of the school year?
Well, my expectations are that the legislature will do the right thing on behalf of the children of the city of Detroit. And I just cannot foresee the legislature not approving money so that students can continue to go to school. I mean, to consider the possibility of 46,000 plus students not having access to school for the remaining 13 weeks, 65 days, is just unimaginable. And I have to believe that the legislators agree with that sentiment. This debt and this issue is not the children's fault. It is absolutely, we can argue about a lot of different things and how we got here, but I think everyone who's listening to this would have to agree it is not the kids' fault. And they would be the ones who suffer the most from a drastic decision like this. So I am very, very hopeful that the legislators will work together to make sure that a shutdown does not happen and that students are able to complete their school year.
Alicia Merriweather is the new interim superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you again for having me.